Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sanders.
Good morning, anglers. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here. Hour number two on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and that Let's Talk Hookup app. And, man, we are having all kinds of fun today, talking fishermen's processing and having a whole lot of fun doing it, Corey.
And on top of all that, Rick, we're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing, right? So if you want to join us, that trip on the Liberty is going to one lucky caller, one lucky texter. At the end of the show, Mary Lee's going to flip our coin, and you want to join us, 213-432-1090, or you can text us via the app.
Mary Lee, how on earth did they convince you to pull that off? I mean, you worked your butt off, super successful career. Like, I can only imagine, like, I almost feel like it, you know, it had to be Tim and the boys, like, okay, like, how are we gonna pull this off? We gotta find just the right time to try and pull her back into. You are the most perfect person for this gig. We're really excited. This was a great move for Fisherman's Processing, but it's a really good move for all of us as customers too. Because I'm a Fisherman's Processing person. We joked on off the air, like, I've been through all sides of it, cutting fish in the front yard with the sawhorses, and then I've also picked up like perfect Raymond cut, beautiful bag, and like I know that I don't want to go back. So we sure are happy having you here leading the ship. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's like that Sopranos. They just pull you back.
That's exactly how I felt. You're never out of the family.
Never.
Just when you thought you were good, like, we need one more job.
I was like tan, walking every day. Tim and Randy like make a martini for me and pull me over.
Yeah, that's perfect.
And those two knuckleheads, I can't say no to. So you know.
I was gonna say it was like the. You remember that movie Shrek the Cat? You know. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh,
that.
Totally.
I love it. Well, it was the right move, no doubt about it. There's going to be lots of fish coming your way. And speaking of lots of fish, it's time for the catch report. Corey, we're going to find out what's biting out there.
It is, and it's all about Summit Gasoline. The best quality, easy, in and out, and the lowest gas prices. Again, that's Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up to the expanded Summit Gasoline and get low, low, low gas prices on not only gas, but diesel for your car, truck, boat. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at any at the same time, plus 12 diesel pumps. The bistro is full of all the things you need for a full day on the water. Plus, you get 100 pounds of free ice with 35-gallon purchase.
So cool.
Oh, my God. It's the coolest thing ever, right? 100 pounds of free ice. So say, step in and say hello to Martha and the friendly staff. Summit Gasoline. And free ice for Let's Talk Hookup listeners, too. I haven't tried that one, but be interesting to try.
I love it. Well, hey, with that said, we're going to find out what's going on the water. Our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, has that FishDope.com report. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, morning, Ricky, Corey, and Tim Merrily. Congratulations on all those new upgrades you guys have been implementing there. It sounds like a fantastic operation for this year. Oh, nice going. So, as to some fish reports, man, I don't know about lots of fish around here. It is winter. It's been wintry, lumpy, bumpy, rainy, chilly, but, you know, we do have a little break here this weekend, and, we got some nice mild Santa Ana conditions, so I'm guessing we're gonna get some pretty good coverage, guys, to get a chance to look around some places that haven't been looked at. Halibut have been the headliners for sure up north. You know, Channel Islands has been steady when they can get out between the weather, especially Santa Cruz. It's been producing all winter, and with some northeast breeze up there this weekend, though, you got to keep an eye on the weather a little bit, always up there. Closer to home, several areas on Palos Verdes that's worth checking out. Just above the closure line, above the Cente there, off Portuguese Bend and the Trump operation, that's another area. And then just east of the buoy off of Point Furman there, that's been one of my favorite areas for many years. Most of that bigger fish are in the deeper water, 1,600 feet like that. and be sure that you use enough weight to stay on the bottom. 4 to 6 ounces is minimal. Sometimes 8 or 10 is what it takes if the drift is fast. But you got to stay down there on the bottom. And a nice tasty sardine or a small mackerel is the way to go to get that bigger, great fish. And then also for you guys fishing around Furman, not really a well-known thing, but believe it or not, there's often some really good wintertime sea bass fishing along that reef there. You got to have some perfect conditions to lay in there right. The whole thing doesn't fish, mostly just that one kind of outside corner. And a little bit of uphill current and a little bit of kind of offshore breeze is the best way. But that breeze, especially at this time of year like today with this little offshore breeze we've got, it's freezing when you're sitting there. So you got to put enough clothes on so you don't just freeze out there. But 7 fathoms, light lead head with a frozen quid or gapping down some live is being business. And just be patient. You know, you'll pick through sand bass, calico bass, and all the other stuff that lives on the reef there, but you'll get the occasional good hit on the sea bass. Never caught big ones in there. It's mostly school-sized fish up to maybe 20 pounds. So you don't need the super heavy tackle, but definitely something to pay attention to. So that's this week's report. There just isn't a whole lot going on. And, Tim, I got a question for you. I was just curious how the Mexicans are doing with the bluefin quota. I still see those seiners outside of Turtle Bay this morning. Are they getting close to the quota, or what's going on there? Do you know?
You know, I'm not up on the latest, but, you know, they're fishing still, so I do know they went down there a little bit lower, but they're really being selective. They're trying to catch that fish that's, you know, over 100 pounds, so there was just a ton, you know, I don't know, north of 20, 30 some odd thousand tons seen early, but, you know, they were, again, being selective. Most of it wasn't that 100, 150 pound fish, so, you know, they're working toward that goal more than they're working toward just the goal of fulfilling the quota.
Huh. Interesting. Well, still sounds like there's no shortage of it. And like you guys were saying earlier, probably by March, there'll be a lot of people out there looking.
That would be my guess.
We had some of the best, like, good, you know, big but not giant, catchable bluefin. This was a fantastic year for those 40 to, you know, 60 or 40 to 90-pound fish. Like, there was so many stretches where we had weeks and weeks of just, you know, limit-style fishing on what is about the perfect size fish to catch. I mean, that's still a total trophy, a big fish. You're nothing but stoked to have it, but also doesn't kill you. A little easier on the tackle, a little easier on everything. We were blessed with some really nice grade of fish this year.
Yeah, I have to.
A little easier on my old back.
Everybody's, but, I mean, they're catchable, you know.
Yeah.
that 50 to 90, I mean, it's an epic trophy, and honestly, I mean, the big ones are incredible, and they all eat good, but for just portion size, I mean, for everything under the sun, that 60 to 80 pound, yeah, that is the perfect size tuna, whether it be a bluefin or yellowfin.
Corey, I know you're such a, you know, like you say, you're such a harvest guy. I mean, you just think about that, a perfect 60 pounder that's caught on the Royal Star, and then it's spiked, and then it's bled, and then the gills and guts come out of it, and it's in that chilly water, and then it just goes straight from there into a chilled tote to Fisherman's Processing. Man. Like, sign me up.
Yeah, for sure. And that's the strat or the lines that are in a loin of like a 150-pounder. It's so much different than that 60-pounder. Like, the 60 is so much more inviting to a 60 to 80-pounder.
Yeah,
know?
For sure. Yeah, just the grain.
You've
got that bigger, you know, the you got more
tender.
Yeah, a little more membrane between the mm-hmm. lines there, and, you know, they,
like you say, that doesn't mean that a 200 pounder doesn't eat just great.
Oh, yeah, they're phenomenal.
But, man,
bring it on.
Give me that little butterball.
I wouldn't turn it down.
Hey, Mark, a great report as always, buddy. If somebody wants to keep in touch with everything going on at Pacific Edge, how do we find you?
Ricky, we're in Huntington Beach by the big Chevron station on the corner of both of Chica and Edinger. Phone number at the store is 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And next week, man, I don't know, guys. You know, we got some nice weather this weekend, but it looks like things are seriously changing for fairly long term here, starting about the middle of the week. So we'll see what we got to talk about next week.
I'm waiting for the muscle shucker.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, hey, let me tell you, we got an upgrade. One of my long-time acquaintances wandered in the other day, and told me that he heard me mentioning that. And he used to shuck mussels from when we had the mussel farm out here and caught all those yellowtail around that thing. Well, they had some tragedy. People got hurt out there, and they had to pull all that thing out. But he used to shuck mussels from the mussel farm. He actually brought me a commercial mussel shucker.
Oh, Mark. Well,
there's an inappropriate joke in there somewhere.
It might be something to look forward to next week, right?
You know, it might.
Like I said, I still need to be brought up from the Stone Age. I had no idea that there was a way to fish a mussel other than, like, pulling a clump up and just smashing it with a rock and putting the goop on it, a hook, and catching a spotted bay bass. Like, that's about where my level of mussel is at. So I'll be looking forward to one of these. That's been the running joke, is there's been some weather and some, you know, tough fishing as early as in the winter, and Mark said, when we finally get through a week where there's no reports, he's gonna bust out the tidbit of the way to shuck a mussel for fishing.
Listen to this. So, you know, I was shown how to do it many years ago, but when Johnny came in the other day, he gave me an extra added twist onto what I already knew. So now we got the super upgraded version, the latest and greatest for 2024. On how to shuck a mussel, if we ever get around to it.
Well, we'll be ready when it happens, Mark. A great report, as always, buddy. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll talk to you later, guys.
Nothing but good times right there, right?
No doubt about that. Well, while we're waiting for Marcos from Seaforth, why don't we jump into the phones, Corey? They're jam-packed.
Let's do it, Rick. How about Hills? Hills wants to join the good times. Good morning, Hills.
What's up, Hills?
Yeah, baby, good times. Thanks for being able to call you guys. I want to ask Tim and Mary Lee about some of the long-term history of the fish processing, and I really appreciate you having introduced the RSW, and I saw Robbie Gant demonstrating the circuit breaker Ikejime thing at Fred Hall yesterday, or Bart Hall, and I'm going to bring one in my bag if there's enough time for the crew to help do that on the boat, but like, for instance, at Seaport, did old man Mario, did guys like Raymond learn from the old man? I know he's not there anymore. That's Benny there, but is that part of the original history of processing for sportsmen?
It's a great question. Raymond did grow up with Mario and was there, and we were very blessed when we opened our business that Raymond joined us from day one to go after it. But that history at Sportsman was definitely the beginning. And then, you know, I got to tip my hat to the gang at Five Star too. Like, we, when Tim started RSW with the gang on Royal Star, the whole team at Five Star was really that next compliment to Mario, because there's just a capacity issue for sportsmen, you know, as it's going through. So you just have to look at, you know, each of us, we're all still here, we're running these businesses, but each of us has that that purpose and that point and that customer base that's going after. But yes, Raymond did grow up cutting fish with Mario.
And man, what a skill that guy has with a knife.
He's
just
talented.
It's unbelievable to watch. Like, he just cuts it so much different than I learned to cut a fish at home. Like, everything is done with efficiency in mind. You know, like, it's really cool to watch.
Yeah, he's pretty funny, too. He's got a good sense of humor.
I believe every bit of that.
It's another epic story, too, with Raymond. It's just, you know, it's an extension, again, of what we talked about last week with Jake, and, you know, recognizing that Raymond has been such an essential part of our success. Randy and I, our foremost goal when we heard, you know, when this transition was in the making, I mean, the very first thing we said is we got to bring Raymond in as an owner. We got to get an opportunity for him, you know, build an opportunity for him to ascend to the ownership level. So all of this time and effort that he's put into this, working and dedicating that, you know, basically all his professional life as an owner would. Well, now he's enjoying the benefit and the reward of being in an ownership position. I just, you know, again, just goes back to our founding philosophy of
Just like on the boat.
Bring everybody
like,
up
yeah,
with
totally.
Us. You know what I mean? Just provide an opportunity for somebody else. Pay it forward. Just make sure that we're always keeping the ball rolling forward and bringing everyone else along with us and elevating those who work with us and put forth the effort that you know, deserves or earns that opportunity.
Yeah.
I would also add that we are so blessed to have the Rojas family that works with us. So George has been with us since day one, too, and we got him from Anthony. So you talked about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's right. From Dios.
Yeah.
Really?
He, I mean, George is just silent but deadly. Like, I just love that man.
That's right.
I have so
How
much
cool
respect for him. And you put him on one side of the line, Ray on the other. Like,
watch out.
It's just magic.
It's a wood chipper.
So George is actually now a manager running the back of house with us. His daughter, Viviana, runs the front of house and back of house with us. So you talk about that efficiency and just keeping it going. So we have foundational members of our family and our team at Fisherman's Crossing.
It's so incredible. You know, listening to Hills and thanking Tim for the RSW, and it's amazing to think where we were 15, 18, 20 years ago.
Yeah, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
But we you know, we were talking about during the break. I mean, honestly, and you know, we laughed earlier about our competitive nature, but this is what drives us, like making something better, looking forward, seeing an opportunity to improve something.
Better for the customer.
Better for the customer.
Yes.
Exactly.
Better
right.
for the harvest.
Better for the
fish.
Better for everybody.
Yeah.
Respect the resource. And I'll say this, you know, and you guys know I've talked about this on prior shows. As the fish processor, you'd think that hey, we want you to go out and just catch and bring back every single thing in the ocean. We're not that way. Like, we want you to bring back as much as you can, as much as you can utilize personally, share with friends, share with family. But we don't want you to bring back more.
Yeah.
More than you know what to do with.
Totally.
So, you know, go out there with a plan. The reason I bring this up is that one of these other, it's again, it goes back to the efficiency. We have had way too many anglers over the years where it just became, you know, part of their routine. Where they would go out and they would catch what they wanted, but then they had more and they say, well, you guys just go ahead and take it, I'll donate to charity. So, you know, Fisherman's Processing, you know, let's say the order's 500 pounds, which, you know, it sounds like a lot. But we all know that's not, you know, right. A 7-day trip, a 3-day trip, you know, 4 or 5 nice bluefin.
That's a doable number.
Six yellowtail. I mean, it adds up quick. So, you know, when Andrew goes out and he catches, maybe he really only wants to process 200 or 300 pounds, and then, but winds up with a lot more and says, well, you know, you guys just go ahead and, you know, I'll just go ahead and donate it to charity. Well,
it doesn't work so easily.
We're stuck with it now.
Yeah.
And we can't leave it whole. You know, we got to fillet it. And now it's sitting in our freezer, and we're hunting for a charity that can, you know, utilize
sure.
fish, you know, obviously respecting the resource. So we really want to emphasize that, you know, and encourage anglers, which, again, this is not new. You guys have heard me say this many times in the past. Have a plan and take what you need, but don't incorporate in your plan the thought that, well, the fish processor is just going to take the overage if I have some, because
it doesn't work that way.
It doesn't work that way.
No.
And if anglers do want to make a donation, okay, you can make that donation, but you're going to have to pay the processing fees. And then when the donation is made, you'll get your tax,
receipt
for the donation. It's a great thing, but it's a great thing to support charities. We're not saying that, but mind you,
it's not just this general space where you can not look at anymore and just think, oh, I did a good thing.
That's right. Yeah, there's a cost associated with it, and that cost will be borne by the angler who makes the donation. Obviously, again, we'll send you that receipt. You'll get it when we donate it. But there's a limit to it. You know, we would think, you know, I mean, there's always a need for, you know, charitable donations in whatever form, but there's actually a limit. You know, these charities, they can only take so much.
Sure.
So
they have capacity issues.
Yeah,
we just got introduced to a new charity from an RP passenger. They reached out to us and said, we're catching specifically for Glean San Diego, which is this, they just do a wonderful job. So Glean San Diego put a reservation in our new system, and they knew that they were, like, it's fish for a friend, right? So they were the reservation. We knew that Janet Parker and a few of the other anglers on the RP were going to donate to this Glean.
That's cool.
So their fish went through, and all the processing was paid for, because you still we still have the cost to prep it for them,
sure,
for the charity.
And nothing
through.
Has changed in your fish cutters and the vacuum packers and
right.
guys loading and fridging and refrigeration and storage
so
and transporting fish from the dock. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts at Fisherman's Processing. Yeah. That's the beauty of your business and why it's run so good, is we as the anglers see so little, you know, I mean, especially, you know, getting to go on Royal Star and, you know, and Royal Polaris and Shogun, some of the boats that where the processing is taken care of on board. Like, there's just so little hassle as the angler that you just, you don't think about the whole crew that you have weighing and measuring fish on the boat, the people moving the fish from the RFW directly into the slush bins, loading trucks, assorting fish, and that's before
it gets to
transport. That's before it even gets to the shop. I mean,
right.
there's a lot of hands to touch those fish so that you don't have to.
Right.
And boy, is that convenience worth it.
Oh, my God, it is. Are you kidding me?
Right. Hey, you and your buddy get off the boat. The crew's handling the fish.
Oh,
you're,
my gosh.
You're over having breakfast and having a good time. You get a call, and your stuff's ready an hour and a half, 2 hours later.
You haven't finished your Perry's breakfast across the street by the time Marilee's calling me like, hey, you're done, man.
Right.
Come get
That's
it.
Funny.
Like,
somebody came in, like, later in the afternoon off the last trip, I'm like, oh, did you get a little disco nap and a shower?
Right.
No, really fun.
There's no doubt. Well, the phones are packed up, and before we do that, we got the man, Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing online, continuing with that great catch report. Good morning, Marcos.
Marcos.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing great this morning. Anxious to hear how things going on at C4.
A little late to report this morning because we got our half day, you know, our 8:30 departure there. It's pretty busy this morning. I think we got like 45 people on there.
Awesome. Awesome. Great.
I mean, I'm like, wait, I got to do the show. I got to talk to those guys. I got to go up, plug MC Swim Baits and earn my check from Corey, you know.
Good job. Good job.
Yeah, there you go. But, I mean, yeah, we got a lot of people out, and it's some really nice weather coming through this weekend, and, you know, getting back into the 70s and in January here, and then we had some people this morning that are coming out from, I believe it was Michigan, where it was a little colder there, so definitely some people out enjoying the weather there. Some solid fishing on there, good light fishing. Whitefish, a little bit of calico bass, sand bass in the mix, some sculpin in the mix there. Not setting the world on fire, but it's pretty consistent there. You know, if you just want to get out on the water, like I said, test out that gear you got for Christmas, or just, you know, keep your chops up there. You know, don't take a 3-month break from fishing before you get back into it. If you want to come on out, check the website, c4thlanding.com. We got those half days running just about every day, barring, like I said, that little bit of weather we had last week. And, you know, there'll probably be some more weather through the next couple months here. I mean, but it's kind of hard to complain about that. And like I said, we have today 70-degree weather. Get out on the water, catch some fish. Check the website again for those. We got some day and a half trips on the Tribute scheduled coming up next month. So if you want to do a little longer trip, those will be available too. And as soon as boats like the San Diego go back online, he's going to post those openings on the website. And like we know, over the last few years, those trips fill up pretty quick. So definitely keep an eye on that. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. If you have any questions, want to ask about a charter, or just, you know, upcoming schedule, we're more than happy to help you out. You can always come down and visit us in person. Check out the number one tackle shop in San Diego. Get your MC Swim Baits and get out there fishing.
Couldn't agree more, Marcos. Great fishing. Number two tackle shop in San Diego. And all the boats coming back online. Well said. Appreciate it as always, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, bro. See you, Marcos.
Oh, my gosh. And the catch report is sponsored by the Fish Pros of Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, like we've been talking about, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and the all-new easier online system, the book, it's here. And with the addition of the new team members, we'll continue the Fisherman's Processing far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity for the finest service and customer service. Stop by the location in Old Town on Taylor Street, or you can check them out at fishmansprocessing.com.
Had a great text come through from Jose in Fallbrook. Says, hey, guys, loving this show. My question is, if I jump on the Royal Star and catch a couple of bluefin, and I'd like to send one to a family member in another state, are you guys able to make accommodations for that?
Heck yes.
There it is.
I think it's you know, this is something that I don't think is spoken about enough, but we'll send it anywhere we can get it to. We have partnerships with Southwest Cargo, Alaska Airlines, as well as door-to-door with FedEx. And the team just does such an amazing job of just getting the information, communicating back to whoever's caught it, and we'll send it to a family member. We'll send it to, you know, that coworker that you just needed to pay him back for that bet you didn't win. You know, whatever the case is, we're happy to send it to you. We have anglers that live in Northern California, and they're like, I just want to get on the road and get home. Can you just ship it to me? We are very happy to accommodate
that. That's a big deal, what you said about the different shipping avenues you have, because let me tell you, shipping has gotten insane.
No, come on, Rick.
We feel it so hard in the tackle store. You know, your most common carriers, the door-to-door, you know, FedExes and UPS, like, it is just, it's expensive. I mean, it really is. And, you know, there's, again, sometimes it is completely worth it for whatever scenario to pay for that service, but you also have the cargo options that you're talking about that might ship it to the airport that's closest to your house. And so, you know, maybe you have to just drive, you know, that little bit to pick it up there, but a fraction of the shipping cost, or whatever scenario best fits that person. You're just going to figure out it on the individual.
Exactly. And we can even do it COD. You pick up at the airport, you go from there. But it is expensive, but it's a convenience to you. So you just got to remember, like, what are your desires? Yeah. What are your needs? Like, what are you going to go for?
A lot of us, because we're so used to having the commodity, it's hard to put a price tag on it, but step yourself out of getting to go fishing with Captain Tim multiple times a year. You can't pay for this product. You know, I mean, an RSW 60-pound bluefin that Raymond cut and perfectly vac-packed up at Fisherman's Processing, like, good luck trying to find that in the store. And then if you are at a fish purveyor that has, you know, fish of that quality, I mean, fresh tuna like that is $25-$30 a pound.
Rick,
I mean, like,
I was in Point Loma Seafoods having lunch last week. Beautiful loins of big eye tuna, mm-hmm. which you could go in and get right now.
Right.
I think it was $39-$40
sure.
a pound.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah, for that premium grade, sashimi grade, that's exactly what you're getting, as you guys all know, off the boat. And you really go out, you can replicate that quality if you're looking for it as a consumer, but it's as you said, I mean, $30 a pound, that would be the bargain basement, you know,
there
for
you
that
go,
quality
see.
Of fish. I mean, 35, 38, 40, 40, that's what it costs now.
Sure.
So, you know, roll that over into the product that you're bringing back. And again, going the value of this, how it adds to the value of your long-range trip, the value of your processing. You know, if you come back with, say, a couple hundred pounds of bluefin and you're going home with, you know, 40 pounds of it in just beautiful, or 80 pounds of it in beautiful, perfect condition, 80 pounds? Dude, I mean, I can do the math.
Yeah.
Right? 30, 40 bucks a pound. I mean, it is worth that.
Yeah,
you know, that's
exactly.
That is what the retail value of it is. Obviously, it's a sport caught fish. We're not selling it, but that value is inherent in it, and there it is. You can't, you know, factor in the shipping cost, factor in the cost of processing, the trip, the whole thing. You're coming back with more value in product than you invested in the whole vacation, which makes it even that much better.
Exactly.
You had fun doing it, you know.
Right?
But thank you for talking about this, because there is a little sticker shock when everybody's like, oh, it costs that much to ship.
Oh, I can't.
You have it at the tackle shop. We get it, but it's worth it for a convenience for yourself.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah,
you
tie it.
But I just love that you give every option. You know, if the convenience to your door is worth it, if it's the airport is worth it, whatever, you're just going to make it right for each individual person.
Yep.
Like we've been saying the whole show. I love it. I think it's awesome.
All right. Hey, we're going to be right back. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice and all those calls. We're going to come right back to you when we turn on Let's Talk a Kebab, the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com. The sports shows are coming, and it's the best time to buy that new boat you've always wanted. West Coast Marine will have Parker and Camus boats along with North Star Inflatables at the Bart Hall Long Beach Show and the PCS Show in Costa Mesa this year with some of their most popular models of boats and Yamaha outboards. Owner Nick Kelly will be introducing the latest from Parker, the all-new 18 center console at the Bart Hall Show and the new 2420 sport cabin at the PCS Show. These are completely redesigned Parkers built for our kind of fishing. West Coast Marine has a great inventory of Parker boats and Yamaha outboards at their shop on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, along with the finest service on Yamaha outboards and more. Nick will have several Yamaha-powered boats at the show available for you to check out. Be sure to go by the West Coast Marine booth at the Bart Hall Long Beach Show and the PCS Show in Costa Mesa, or stop by their Costa Mesa location and see their inventory of new and used boats and Yamaha outboards. Check westcoastmarine.com.
Countdown to spring with exhilarating deals on new Yamaha outboards during Yamaha's Power and Performance Sales Event from now until March 31st, 2024. Purchase a new eligible Yamaha 450 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of warranty protection and a Siren 3 Pro package to your purchase of a 115 horsepower and up, and receive a bonus $1,000 in dealer credit and half off your Siren subscription. Looking for lower horsepower? Yamaha's got you covered. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $2,000 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Offer ends March 31st, 2024. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added, a 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
This is Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Join Captain Mike Totter, Chef Josh Evans, as a new era begins for Searcher Sport Fishing. Mike and Josh will continue the legacy of excellent customer service, fantastic food, and an amazing crew. Book your fishing adventure now online at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. SearcherSportFishing.com, 619-226-2403.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore, thanks to the Dana Wharf's Kids Club. Dana Wharf's Sport Fishing invites all anglers 12 and under to join the Kids Club today. Membership includes over $100 of really cool stuff, like two free fishing trips, whale watch trip, as well as a free Dana Wharf Kids Club hat or t-shirt. Log on to the website, danawharf.com, or visit them in Dana Point Harbor, the Bass Capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and having so much fun talking Fisherman's Processing and all the new changes, and so positive for the angler, right?
Yeah, I'm stoked. I know, I'm ready for my trip, man. I'm ready to bring you guys a pile. The freezer starting to, you know, starting to be reflected in wintertime, man. Between new babies and freezer time, that thing's not as topped off as she normally is. And I'm ready to go out with Captain Jim and fill that thing back up.
Man. Well, you've seen our six footers. Fish was their first protein.
I like it. Well, the phone lines are absolutely packed solid. Everybody wants to talk to Marilee, talk to Tim. Corey, let's jump back into them.
Let's do it, Rick. How about Cheer? Cheer calling from Cardiff. Good morning.
Hey, Cheer.
Good morning. Hi, guys. And Tim, Marilee, thank you so much for creating this thing called Fisherman's Processing. I love to ride the Shogun. I love to ride your boat, Tim, the Star. And when, I tell you, just there's, you know, you pay a lot of money to go on these trips, that's for sure. The adventure is phenomenal, the friendships and all that. But when you return, to not have to even think about what's happening with your fish, to not even have to move one to a orange cone that has your number on it, on the concrete, to just get back at 5:30 in the morning, get in your car, and I live in Cardiff, so it's a short drive home, and then I can pick up my fish a day or two later, frozen to perfect. I'm telling you, that is the exclamation point on a perfect story, and I just really thank you for creating that. Now, I do have two questions. And, Marilee, one is I set up my reservation for the Let's Talk Hookup trip on the Shogun in late October, back in October when I got back, and that was before the $100. My question on that is, do I need to go in there and drop that $100 in there and set all that up? That's one. And two, Tim, would you talk about Guadalupe Island and if there's any chance of getting back there?
Those couple of great questions.
I know.
Right.
Thanks, Chair, and thank you for the kind words and the testimonial, if nothing else. So, yes, you are currently in our system, but we do need that $100 deposit to secure it. So if you go on, if I don't have your email with that reservation, which in the book I was lucky if I had phone numbers to go from there, so log on, create your account, and if you have any problem, if it bumps back and says you have a duplicate, that's just showing you that we put you in the book, and give us a call, and we'll help facilitate getting that deposit for you.
So when you do that, when you jump in, if it says that there's a duplicate on there, then you have to call because it doesn't allow you to then input your credit card.
Because
so
we don't want to overcharge people.
Exactly.
It's
yeah.
just
no,
a deposit.
I get it. Totally.
Yeah. That's just, we set that up inherently.
Perfect.
Because we're just trying to,
yep.
again,
protect
make
everybody.
It easy, protect our customers, make it easier for you, and just make sure we have a clean system.
Perfect.
So.
I can only imagine the way it was before, Tim. I mean, being a boat owner, Tim, and coming in and having the few processors there without a secured reservation as you're doing now, did you see headaches? Like people coming up, like yes, I had a reservation with so-and-so processor and...
Well,
and
let me like... I can just say that it just lent to uncertainty, mm-hmm. and uncertainty when you have that kind of volume and that kind of turnover, when you know you got say where six boats are coming in, and the result is, you know, I'll be kind and say it's organized chaos, but it's chaos, you know, because nobody's really sure and everybody's, you know, we're all scrambling to make sense of it and straighten it out, and you know there's just this element of chaos that we identified it, and again, this is a bottleneck thing. We identified it, we addressed it. You know, we think we haven't implemented this 100%, but we're pretty certain that going to address that component of the process that wasn't efficient and had a lot of room for improvement. So that's probably I got to be really careful because obviously we've had a lot of success and we've built incredible relationships with our customers and I have a lot of respect for the fact that Sean put so many years into it. So, you know,
yeah
we did good, but there's ways to do
Let's
better.
Turn and burn.
And this is what we're about. It's like, man, we're gonna take this thing that was running at 80% or 70% and we're gonna get it up to 90%. We didn't mention, by the way, you know, we're talking about this increased same day capacity. We're putting a second fillet table in there.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So we haven't talked about this yet. We're setting up a whole second line.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're gonna staff it, obviously, but that is going to lead to I can confidently say we get it staffed up that we're probably going to increase our same day capacity by a third.
That's
I don't want to say we're going to double it,
yeah.
you know, but because you can only bag, we got a whole other vacuum machine, but you can only do so much so fast, but we are going to significantly increase our same day capacity because we recognize that that's where the majority of the demand is. And everybody, we also recognize everybody wants it, they want it now, but you know, it takes time to process fish, but that will enable us to process that many more orders. You know, Marilee mentioned that there's a couple of days we have 30 same day reservations, and that's where we cap it right now.
Yeah.
We want to make sure
that's crazy.
Same day,
that's so many
same,
people,
same
so
day,
much fish.
Yeah, same day doesn't mean 9 o'clock at night. You know,
yeah.
we recognize
right.
that.
Right.
We're our goal is to get that same day product out of there by 2-3 in the afternoon at the latest. And you know,
a day with 30, it might be 4 or 5.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
so.
Or it might not. And this is the the interesting aspect of fishing. We don't know what's going to come in that day. You know, you could have a day where it's blowing 35 on the outside and everybody gets shut down and you're fishing cod,
sure.
you know, for the last day or something like, you know, whatever. So the capacity that day is more than sufficient to get everybody out of there, you know, by 10
right.
in the morning. So you don't know, but we do have a cap. And you know, I want to just go back to what Shear said in the beginning when he was offering such kind accolades. Thank you. what you described, the process of the angler getting in, wheeling their stuff up, getting in their car and going home, that is the that is my dream come to fruition. It is. I dreamt of that. I thought about it. I pined on it. I spent so many hours and days thinking of how we could provide this exact standard of service. And you know, when we came up with the RSW idea and when we collaborated with Five Star originally, you know, we were good friends, and that process, that entire process, was a result of, you know, my brainchild that you know, again, we put it in motion, and again, we were very fortunate to have a great working relationship with them, and they took the leap of faith. You know, Five Star was their business at the time, but what happened is we came to the prior ownership and said, hey, look, this is the idea, this is how we want it implemented, but we need a processor to do it, and they said, sign us up. We'll do it. So they made this investment, and they implemented everything that we desired to handle this RSW product. They had full confidence that it wasn't just going to be Royal Star, that this thing was going to take off exactly like it did. But
it changed the industry, Tim. Our industry has changed because of you, and there's really only a few people, a handful or less in this industry, that have done something to that magnitude.
I mean, you think
honestly,
about it. It's from a transformational perspective, and I'll break my arm, pat myself in the back, but
I'll do it for you.
Credit where credit's due. That transformed our entire fishery.
Completely.
And up to I forget the angle, but he was talking about Robbie at the show from AFCO doing the demo with the circuit
Hills.
Breaker. Yeah, Hills.
Thank
mentioned
you,
that. I mean, that's an extension of this idea. We actually used, I got to give Robbie a shout out. Those things are cool. They're really cool, those circuit breakers.
Okay.
We put a few of them on Royal Star. Now, they're designed to do it. The way we do it, we go through the head on the tuna, and we use a piece of flexible, like 49 strand wire. We solder the end. It's easier for us to go through the head. The circuit breaker is designed to go through the tail, so it's a little different than our process. Just because we're accustomed to doing it like we do it, you know, it wasn't. It's a stiff piece of wire, so creating that angle to go through the head wasn't ideal for us. But those things are epic. They're super cool.
Do you wire every fish on the boat?
All the tuna that are over about, you know, 50, 60 pounds.
Okay, wow.
And if we're just catching a few, we'll do them all.
Yeah.
You know, not a 10 pounder or 15 pounder, but anything that's a nice sized tuna, we will. But
incredible.
But if it's you know, like a 30 pounder or something like that, and we're really catching them.
Or if you got 20 of them coming over the rail at a time.
Yeah, well we will, even if they're big, as Ricky can attest to.
Yeah.
When it's game on, we're still, that's part of the process. By the way, I'm that guy. You know,
that's always been my favorite.
I love it.
Nobody gets to bitch when the boss is down, like up to his elbows in fish, you know, gilling and gutting or ripping gut packs out. Like, it's all hands on deck. It's probably my favorite part of fishing with Captain Tim and that team. And whether it's cooks or, you know, cooks' assistants or everybody, like when you guys are on the ropes, man, everybody is in there getting their piece of it.
Yeah, I'm back there. I mean, obviously, I jump in at the rail wherever need be, but otherwise, I'm perfectly satisfied. I got my rain gear on and my spike in one hand and my wire in the other and my knife. It's just like, just keep them coming, boys.
I love it because you don't only talk it, but, I mean, you're doing it from gutting and gilling and to the wiring to the harvesting all the way to fishermen's processing,
make
like every single level of
totally.
So let me make this last point. Every single fish to this day, and everything we've talked about here from this, you know, the my dream come to fruition. Every single one, I'm thinking of that whole thing. It never loses the significance of it. It's like, this is it. This is the culmination of a whole lot of effort that's, you know, led to this incredible harvest and
the love and passion for the quality.
What a fishery, you know.
You guys make spiking and wire and gilling and gut process look frustratingly easy. I mean, frustratingly easy. You see, you or any of your crew members just attack a fish within seconds of it coming over the rail, and boom, 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 and just everything happens so effortless and so few cuts and so like, shoot, and next thing you know, the thing is hollow and it's clean and it's going into this cold water, and it's amazing how fast you make it look. And then you jump onto your own private boat and you catch your big bluefin, and tournament sitting there and like, oh man,
what do I do?
Hacking away, trying to get, oh, this gill rake are still attached. Like, oh, it's still not coming loose yet. Try this. Amazing how doing that about 10,000 times makes it look real fast and real easy.
It helps.
No doubt. Oh,
don't forget to talk about Guadalupe.
Oh yeah, Guadalupe. Well, you know, we talked about it last time I was on the show. There, no doubt, there's a lot of interest in regaining access to that fishery, both from us and the operations that ran those shark diving trips. Those were amazing. I mean, the place is just incredible, and to lose that with really very, very little rationale, you know, I mean, it was such an incredible economic driver for the port of Ensenada, businesses in Ensenada. There's a whole lot of interest in restoring that. Restoring access there, you know, right now, today, is it going to happen? Is it going to happen next season? No, but it's not like the door slammed on it. There's
okay, good.
I think that I know that there are people within the government. There's certainly a lot of people within the private community that have expressed a lot of interest in, again, restoring that fishery, because it was a man, it was an incredible economic driver, generated a ton of revenue. I mean, think about, so the last year we were there, Mexico implemented a $75 a day per person charge for access at Guadalupe. So every day, you know, let's say Royal Star, 24 anglers, 75 times 24 is roughly 75, this peso conversion, 75 to 80. You know, you guys do the math per day. Right. And we're making 7-day trips. Like, we're generally spending 3 or 4 days per trip at that island. I mean, each boat that was out there was generating, you know, $6,000, $8,000, $10,000 a trip that was going into the coffers of the government of Mexico, which, you know, I mean, every government desperately needs the money. So, you know, it was certainly well received. So
that's a lot of money. Yeah. That's a lot of revenue.
Well, it was millions.
Yes.
Millions. That a lot.
And that's for Mexico, which is a third world country. Let's not forget that the minimum wage is less than $10 a day, right? Yeah, and you're bringing millions.
Yeah, it made a big difference. So that money right now, that money is on the table.
Right.
I mean, it was, you know, we all know what an incredible destination it is, and our anglers were happy to pay it. If I was going fishing, I'd pay $80 a day for access, special access out there till the cows came home.
Exactly.
Every penny of it is worth it. So Mexico, the government of Mexico and fisheries, and everybody knows that money is on the table. It's just sitting there waiting for somebody for the taking.
Things happen just a little bit slower south of the border,
well,
right?
I mean, I don't know. It happens pretty slow in our country. You know, I'm not throwing any stones in glass houses. So, you know, but
if it wasn't slow enough here, it's even slower down there.
Yeah. Like I said, you know, you can make a lot happen with the green. Anyway, I do believe that the door, there's potential for the door to be reopened.
Yep.
I'm going to put it that way. Like I said, is there a specific thing I'm going to put my finger on? No, but there's a lot of individuals and a lot of entities down there that are trying.
Hopefully it happens. Amen. And really, you're harvesting a transitional pelagic.
It's a pelagic.
The yellowtail, the tuna, and it's, you're not harvesting the lobster,
endemic fish, anything inside of 25, 30. No, it's all surface fish, and those populations are very, very healthy. They're very well managed. So as far as the fishery and the target species out there, no, that's not even a question. And that's been widely acknowledged. You know,
that's
all
great.
The biologists, everybody that's contributed to the environmental impact reports that we were required to submit when we did have access there, all that's acknowledged. Everybody knows that.
But somebody's got to want that money.
I'm ready. I'm ready for it to happen again. Corey, let's jump back to the phone.
How about Rich? Rich and Bradley, I'm sure he'd love to be there again. Good morning.
Hi, Rich.
Oh, wouldn't that be fun? Yeah, I grew up with the gunny sack era, and we all thought that was just the way it was done, and that was what we learned as fishermen, because we only saw it on a limited basis. So the development of proper fish handling has had a ripple effect that not only through the industry, but the individual fishermen as well. So my attitude for handling fish from the portion of my responsibility has completely changed just from what we've learned from being on the fishing boats. I keep a spike right next to my holster for my for my pliers when I'm out on a fishing boat in case the deckhand doesn't spike my fish. I'm ready to do it as well. Where I wouldn't have done that without the growth of the fish handling that we've learned because of people just like you. And the final element of the chain or the piece of the puzzle in the responsibility of handling the fish is when you get it into the kitchen and, you know, maybe defrosting it right and things like that. So I see there is a potential opportunity for maybe a little bit of education on the part of the fish processor to make that one final element happen. And I've got one little question about that that maybe you could help me with. I've never come across the proper handling or cooking or of fish bellies. And I've got some Dorado fish bellies that I'm not quite sure what to do with, and I'm hoping maybe you can help me with that.
Oh, man, delicious.
Well, I know a lot of it depends on how much, like a Dorado belly is pretty thin. You know, there's not a whole heck of a lot of meat on it, depending on what size it is, of course. But, you know, you always hear everybody talk about bellies, how epic they are smoked, which they are. They're great. You can put them on the grill, too. You just can't overcook them. They have a really high fat content, so it's kind of like, you know, the belly cut is great for... As like an hors d'oeuvre or something, you know what I mean? Like having some big old belly steak. It's kind of like, it's kind of like pork belly, you know what I mean? It's like this big old gnarly fat infused piece of meat that's really rich. So small portion, I guess, is probably, and I'm thinking about tuna bellies in particular.
That's it. Good call. And like you say, it was a great story, just the evolution of fish handling from how it was and also how much that's changed some fish that you do enjoy. You know, the Liberty's a perfect example, you know, Barracuda and Bonita and things that got a poor rep of, you know, this isn't a great fish because you caught it in the morning, first fish you caught, and it went into the gunny sack, and, you know, everything was done at its best to keep it cool, but that fish just doesn't do well. And then you take that same fish and you catch it and you bleed it and you put it into the RSW, then it comes out like it's a completely different product at the end of the day. And, you know, good fish handling like makes some things just fantastic that, you know, otherwise wouldn't get utilized.
Look at a local fish. Look at a Bonita. Look at a Barracuda. It's the most perfect example of that. You know what I mean? A Barracuda bled RSW. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
It's one of the best eating fish.
It's oily. It's killer. Yeah. But
Bonito is one of those sashimi fish that the Japanese will absolutely take over a bluefin. A bluefin is secondary to a nice 8-pound
super
bonito. High. The only reason you don't see it anywhere is because it doesn't have shelf life. It'll last you a day or two. It's best that day, the next day, the third day you better be eating it or smoking it or turn it into tuna fish salad.
That's cool.
Yeah, nothing but good times. Hey, we're going to be right back. We're going to find out who's won this full-day trip on the Liberty when we return on the Let's Talk Cook-Up app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN.
Get ready for the most exciting sports show of the year. The giant 14th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show. March 7th to the 10th at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Check out hundreds of sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, and fishing resorts taking up all seven halls at the fairgrounds. 217,000 square feet. Plus fantastic seminars and a free kids trout pond. Backed by popular demand, the PCS show also has freshwater to cover bass and trout. Learn from some of the top names in the sport fishing industry. From catching giant bluefin, swordfish, calico, bass, and more. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to the top fishing travel destinations. 4 full days, Thursday, March 7th to Sunday, March 10th. The 14th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Don't miss it.
Long-range fishing, nothing beats Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever-drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body when throwing jigs. The Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. With the extreme cranking power and Shimano Super Free Spool provides extreme castability, you'll be able to put your jig in the Wahoo Zone. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone, the Ford F-150, available with a pro-power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Cook Up. Mary Lee's got the honor of flipping the coin. See who the winner is. We're going to a caller today.
Right.
Our caller is Tom from University City. Congratulations, going on to Liberty.
Tom, congratulations. Awesome. You're going to have a great time fishing with Taro and Evil and the boys. And, man, you two, I can't believe how fast this 2 hours went by. But an awesome fisherman's processing. Got so much great stuff headed your way. Mary Lee, we're so excited to have you at the range driving the ship. And if somebody wants to keep in touch, what would be the best thing to say? Get online, get your reservation. That system is live. It's happening now. How do we do it?
Absolutely. Get online, www.fishermansprocessing.com. You'll see bright green button that says reserve. Set up your customer profile. And again, just call us at the shop. We're happy to help and facilitate that. And that number is 619-255-3128. We're happy to take the call.
You set it up for us fishermen. It is not, you do not need to be tech savvy to figure out how to get online. Tim, if somebody wants to go fishing with you, jump on board the Royal Star and get some fish for Fisherman's Processing, how do we do that?
RoyalStarSportFishing.com. I got to mention, I forgot, we got two trips that I got to mention. May 6th through 10th, 4-8, plenty of availability.
Hey.
We had a little something open up. Anyway, there's a lot of spots. And we added a new 10-day trip. I'm gonna add more color to this later. But a new 10-day trip, January 2nd through the 12th. The fishing has been unreal. A Ridge, Laos, the last 5 years. That's an epic time
Big
to go.
Time.
Brand new 10-day trip. Just opened it up yesterday. We priced it very attractively because it's a new trip we're launching. So anyway, take a look at the website. Give me a call. We're back online live here. We're leaving on the 1st on a trip down south. So take a look and away we go. Thank
all
you.
Right. All. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. with Captain Al Clowers. More Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090, ESPN Radio, and the Let's Talk Hookup app.